There he is.
Yeah, there we go.
We'll start with you just kind of introducing yourself, your standing, and then anything that you're involved with at the school, like academically or athletically.
My name is Mitchell Hall. I am currently in 12th grade. I play basketball, baseball, and football. I'm in NHS and student government here at Beaverton.
Looking at, you know, when we nominate these for male and female recipients of this award, we're looking at students that excel on the field and in the classroom. How important is that for you growing up, taking care of business in the classroom and on the field at the same time and trying to set that example? What does that mean to you?
Probably the most important thing to me is trying to be a role model for the younger generation of kids here in my small community. Just because it's so small, everyone has to, everybody has to give like their best effort in doing their responsibilities, whether that's, you know, in the classroom, on the field, you know, anything like that. I try to give 100% all the time to show the kids and, you know, everybody else that I'm doing my best to fulfill my role.
Why, Mitchell? Like, why is that important? Why is that something that everyone should try and do?
Probably the biggest thing I would say is because our community is so small. And if you know, even if it's one person that's not doing that, it's going to affect, you know, everyone around us, and somebody else is going to be forced to pick up the slack.
Nice. Where do you think that comes from? That, you know, it sounds like pretty solid background that you've got. Who do you attribute that success to, or maybe who helped keep you accountable as a kid growing up?
Probably my biggest supporters would have to be my parents, my mom and dad. They're both very hardworking individuals. They came from not the best background, or I mean, their at home life when they were younger was not the best, you know, but they understood that it was what they had. They had to work with it, and they both worked very hard to become very successful people, and at the same time helped me and my younger brother become very successful people, showing us the ways of doing things and showing both of us that if you work hard, that, you know, success will come. If you're dedicated and you work hard, good things will come out of it.
Nice. How old's your younger brother or older brother?
Younger brother. He's actually 8.
So good amount of picking going on there. Competitive edge at home. You ever let the little brother win any, or is it constantly big brother winning?
Well, I don't really like to lose, so it's pretty much the big brother.
Nice. That'll only as a former older brother, current older brother and younger brother, that'll only help them. I know they might cry right now, but that'll only help them.
Yep.
That'll set the tone for them early on. Well, cool. You know, was that ever you, a little kid watching the older role models at athletic events, wanting that to be you someday? Was that you?
That, yes, 100%. That's probably one of the bigger driving factors too that has helped me to get where I am today was you know, I wanted to meet that standard of, you know, especially in this past, I think it's since our head coach Aaron Sizer's been here, I think the past 10 years, this 10-year stretch, you know, Beaverton football is probably the biggest. The football is built into a big, big thing for us. And I just wanted to make sure that I was doing my best to keep that going. And it even actually pushed me to even, you know, be that and more. So
It's got to be different. You know, you said you're a 3-sport athlete on top of honor society. Got to be kind of difficult to juggle all of that. Even looking in the rearview mirror at 2020, how is that for you? And what are maybe some things that you try and do to limit the stress maybe that can come at times with all of that?
I would probably say that you know, it is tough. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff going on. Like even right now, you know, during football, there's on Sundays, we have basketball shoot arounds and stuff like that. So probably the biggest thing is just to prioritize things and take it one thing at a time. So say, you know, I got school from, well, actually, so I got work from 7 to 11. So work's the first, you know what I mean? Then I got school from, you know, I have one class. So I'm actually really at school from 11:30 until 1:10. So, you know, that's the next thing. Then after that, I got college classes. So I kind of just, and then, you know, there's the NHS stuff and everything. They kind of let us know when, you know, opportunities for that and stuff. And when stuff comes up, I got to take advantage of the opportunities and, you know, volunteer and stuff like that. And then I even actually make time to, I lift on a regular basis to after practice, because that was probably the biggest thing for me was I really got into lifting this summer, and that was the lifting and conditioning side of it, especially for like football and stuff. That's what helped me get to the next, you know what I mean?
Yeah. A lot of free time with COVID and stuff, kind of basically no reason not to with everything shut down like it was.
Yep.
Nice. Any free time? Like, how do you kill your free time when you try to just calm down and slow things down?
I hang out with some of my buddies and stuff like that. And I do a lot of hunting and fishing. I'm really involved with the outdoors. So most of my weekends are hunting, like around this time of year, especially Saturday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning, and Sunday night. And then middle of the day, I try to watch a little bit of football, and me and my buddies will go to like sporting goods stores and stuff like that. So
nice. Well, cool, man. What's next? I guess we can end with any future plans or what you'd like to be when you grow up. We can end with that.
I out of high school here, I'd like to possibly go to, you know, a college and see if I could play football, even if I had to walk on. I mean, the love for the game that I have is, it's kind of hard to explain, but I just, know that as soon as it's, you know, this high school stuff's done, I'm going to miss it. Even if it was just to be on the team, you know, experiencing it with your teammates, you know what I mean? Lifting the, you know, and stuff like that. And then after that, I guess we'll just see where it takes me. Right now I'm co-oping at Brown Machine here in Beaverton, doing some manufacturing co-op. So I'd like to see if I could even stay employed there while I was going to college. But probably the biggest thing for me is I really want to show kids like in our community that as long as you work hard, you can get places, and you have to be dedicated and committed to success. So I would, if I was able to play, you know, football somewhere, I think that would be a big thing for our community and the kids.
Well, you certainly sound like a coach on top of a player too. So that might be something in the cards for you. But yeah, enjoy the time that you've got left in high school, because these months, they certainly do go fast. I'm sure you've heard that a lot from parents and teachers and coaches and whatnot. But enjoy every second, Mitchell.
Thank you.
Yeah, take care, man, and thanks for sitting down with us today.
Yeah, no problem. Just let me know if you need anything. So,
of course. Yep. Take care, man, and have a great senior year.
Right. Bye.